You have been wonderful. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for always being there for us. Thank you that you are our Father. Lord, we worship, we adore you. Lord, we just commit our life into your care tonight. Anywhere we need a touch, anywhere we need a turnaround, anywhere we need a complete reorientation, Lord, we surrender to your will tonight. Do it for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your name alone be glorified. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. I want us to start with this prayer. Good evening, everyone. Our God is good. And all the time. Hallelujah. I supposed to come in yesterday. I only came in this afternoon. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Left, my sister, the Lord bless you. Was supposed to jump on Lufthansa Airline on Tuesday night. They put us by the gate around 11:30. They just told us the flight is canceled, everybody should go. Which home now? So we were there. You know, people were throwing blows and fight and all that. And by 1:30, they asked us to write our names down. Imagine 300 something people writing names down. And we're asking, where is the manifesto of the plane? You have the list there. But we kill. People were still bribing. And then they took us to the hotel around 3:30. Go back to the airport around 1 the second day. Plane didn't leave until 5. Got to Frankfurt yesterday around 12:30. Book us into another hotel. Fly into the zoo. I regret flying Lufthansa. Maybe next time I will not try it. I couldn't get a BA or Virgin. That's why I did that anyway. But I thank God I'm back. Hallelujah. Exodus 2. 18 and 19. We will start to pray with that. Then we go into the main text tonight. I see God doing something great in the life of somebody tonight. Whatever the enemy is planning to stop you, may heaven stop you today in the name of Jesus. No, I commit you to the hand of Jehovah, who uphold, who lift up, who settle, who transform, to do everything for you that you will know he has stepped into your life tonight in the name of Jesus. The Bible says there, he said, and when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, Reuel is the name of the person, how is it that you have come so soon today? I want us to pray, Lord, you that you give speed. Give me speed. You know, he said, how come that you have come today? Which means they are always late. They never come early. They are not always on time. How soon that you have come. I want us to pray. I was talking to somebody and we engaged in some discussion and I said, in all honesty, if you are making it to your country, nobody wants to go to any country, no matter how beautiful the country is. If there's something for you to do, if there's something for you to make money, I was telling people, I said, even ministers are running out of Nigeria, pastors are running out. Hallelujah. I said, but if things are working, there's electricity, there's water, there's road, nobody wants to run. And so some of us are doing things we're supposed to do when we are younger at this age. Some of us are still running about doing things that we're supposed to have forgot doing before. So I want us to rise on our feet and pray. You, Lord, that you give speed. Give me speed tonight. Every area where my life needs speed. Every section of my life, Lord, give me speed. As you are praying, pray for your children. Pray for unborn children. Lord, give them speed tonight, oh God. That, Lord, they will not struggle the way I struggle. The journey I went through, they will not go through it. I want us to pray for ourselves. Lord, give me speed, oh God. Just pray for yourself tonight. Lord, I need your speed in every area of my life. Lord, give me speed, oh God. I know I am late. I'm always late. I know I've been late. But Lord, tonight, give me speed, oh God. Let me get there on time. Let me get there when it is needed. Let me be there on time and at the right time. I want you to just pray for yourself. Just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every pattern of lateness in my family, what made people to regret things late when others are getting it early? Lord, my Father, I come to you tonight. I come to you tonight. The repetition of lateness. We are everybody know we do things late in my family. They know we marry late. They know we have children late. They know we do everything late. Oh God, we make money late. Oh God, my Father, step into my case and change this situation. Step into my case, Lord, and change this situation. Whatever is causing lateness in my life, whatever is causing lateness in my life, Lord, change it tonight. Just pray for yourself. And Father said, why have you so come so slow? The Father was not expecting that they will make it on time. Lord, my Father, pray for yourself. Oluwa for me, John, Lord, you, Oluwa. Let them say, is it that it happened so soon? They thought it will not do it. They thought it will not make it. But Lord, do it for me, oh God. Make it sweet answer. Make it better for me, Lord. Just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. He can broto baroto yaga. Lord, help me, oh God, tonight, Baba. Help me, oh God, tonight. Maranda de libre de. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Likaya baroto de. Libre de. Maranda de. Oh God, help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. I think a few years ago, four, five years ago, no, but 6 years now, I was talking to the landlord of Daddy there. The boy was 29. He already had 7 houses in Cambridge. 7 houses, not 2 bedroom. Houses like you have like 6-bedroom apartment that they turn into student accommodation. He had 6. Not buy to, not rent to let to, that he owns at 29. And I was looking at him. I was struggling to own 2 at 29. Go, give me verse 19. In verse 19, there are some help that came. The daughter said, and they said, an Egyptian deliver us out of the hand of the shepherd. That's the first one. An Egyptian. And also drew water enough for us and watered the flock. In the Egyptian signify the system. They said the system help us. Egyptian is a form of government. They said the system help us. You are going to cry to God. Listen, the system in this country can fast track your life. Do you understand? System can fast track. System can delay. When Jeremiah was to go through his operation, the same system that we were pursuing for 1.5 years. 4 years, we are driving from one hospital, God bless you, man. We are driving from one hospital to the other for 4 years. We couldn't get anything done. All of a sudden, God met somebody. And this somebody introduced us to this person, fast track it, what we could not achieve in 4 years. In less than 9 months, it was done. You are going to pray. Lord, the system of England must not delay me anymore. The system in this land, Lord, I speak to this system. Whether it is the educational system, whether it is the health system, whatever it is, oh God, I speak to every system around me. They must work together to be a blessing to me. They must work together to lead me out. They will not delay my children. They will not delay my household. Let's pray for yourself. Let's pray for ourselves. Let's pray for ourselves. Just pray for yourself. If somebody, even if you want to do a medical operation and they put you on 2 years delay. It's a life being wasted. He said, how come you come so soon? Pray for God. Lord, my Father, let this sister, let it fast track me, oh God. Let the physician, let it work together to help me. Let the sister, let him be there to support him. Just pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Lord, oh God, I cry to you tonight. I cry to you tonight. The system of England will not be hostile to me. The system of wherever I work will not be hostile to me. My employment will work together to fast track my life. He came from in Jesus' name we pray. I'm just using this as an opening prayer. We have something to pray. But look at it. It said Egyptians. Egyptians were supposed to be enemy of Israel. Abi, he said Egyptians deliver us out of the hand of the shepherd. Who are the shepherd? The shepherd are the people supposed to be protected. The people you look up to be a supporting structure. It's like the shepherd in Nigeria is not the issue. Do we understand? If the shepherd in Nigeria, they are Fulani, if they carry cattle to your cassava farm, he will be eating the leaf. They will be uprooting the cassava and be cutting it for their cow. And if you dare talk, they will go you down and they cut your head off. I want us to pray. We are not in Nigeria, but we are here. There are people we look up to that is causing us issues. Employers, your direct manager that's supposed to push you forward, that is talking you down, that instead of pushing you ahead, is pushing you. You are going to cry to God. Lord, everyone in every situation that's supposed to help me, but they are not. Oh God of heaven, remove them by fire today. Oh, just open your mouth and pray for yourself. Remove them by fire. Anyone, oh God, anyone that's supposed to be a supporting structure, anyone that's supposed to be a help to me, but is working against me, anyone that's supposed to lead me, anyone that's supposed to help me one way or the other, but they are the ones sabotaging my help, sabotaging what I'm doing. Oh God of heaven, I ask your grace to remove them. I ask your power to remove them. I ask, oh God, that by your hands of anointing, you will remove them today. Anyone in any position that is using a position to delay my progress, to using their position to delay my life, oh God, by fire, remove them tonight. Oh God, by fire, remove them tonight. Man came, brought, take it, they could do. He prayed, he break it again. In Jesus' name we pray. He said, I'm just using this word. He said, also drew water enough for us. Water means life. Water is life. Water is the source of life. Is it 75 or 80% of our body is made up of water? You are going to pray. He said, it drew enough water. It drew water enough for us. And also water our flock. It's not only the water we are using at home. Even the flock. You are going to pray, Lord, everything around me, let them begin to receive life. Do you understand this? If the work, the Bible talking about Joseph. He said Joseph was in Potiphar's house. Because he was there, Potiphar's house was being blessed. Even everybody in the house know, it's because of 45 that your guy said, just be in charge. They throw him to the prison. He got to the prison. Everything became, prison is still being blessed too. And the guy in the prison said, leave him. So we are going to pray, Lord, give life to everything I touch. Everything around me. Everything I'm praying about, everything I'm trusting you for, Lord, give life to it, oh God. I want us to pray for ourselves. Lord, bring life, oh God, to every situation. Every situation. Lord, my Father, in my hands, nothing die anymore. In my hands, nothing die anymore. In my situation, nothing die anymore. My head will no more be an issue, oh God. Ali Cambrote, oh God, nothing dies in my hands anymore. Just pray for yourself tonight. Pray for yourself tonight. Pray for yourself tonight. Water enough for my life. Water of life. Spirit of life. Enough for my living. Lord, supply tonight, Baba. Baba, supply, oh God. Ikovara de Libre de Ibranda. Legada baradagada. Lord, water enough for my flock, for my business. What are enough for this house, oh God? What are enough for everything we are praying for? What are enough? Makanko bregegegede, ibreko toya da 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 da. What are enough? Oh God, step in, Lord, step into our situation. Step in, Lord, to our situation. Step in, Lord, to our situation. Step in, Lord, to our situation. Ikankate kuto rebregegegede, ibraga. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. In the book of Daniel, chapter 4, verse 35. I know I used it to pray at some point in the church. Daniel 4:35, please keep it up for me. It said, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. It does Nebuchadnezzar saying this. He said, no, but they are the, and it does nothing according to the will of the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand. That's what I want us to pray about. None can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? Nobody can say, oh no, stop your hand, you can't bless that woman. It's not done. And nobody can say, why are you doing it? That person will die. You are going to pray, Lord, help me. Do what will make me to be a proud son of yours. Do we understand what I'm trying to pray? You know, there's something that mama will do for this little boy. He will be doing like this. He's proud that mama does it. Hallelujah. Imagine when God do something that make you proud. You will be saying, yes, my God. I told you, say my God will answer my prayer. I told you God will do it. He said, nobody can stay his hand or say unto you, what doest thou? Listen, I've been talking about patterns for a few weeks before I travel. But I want you to know something. No matter the pattern in your family, God can stop it. Nobody can say his hand, though. Nobody can ask a word. And that evil can be reversed. That challenges can be reversed. You can still laugh again. You can still rejoice again. Hallelujah. I want us to use this to pray, because that's a verse I want us to actually use to pray in this same chapter. I want you to pray, Lord. Nobody can question you if you do this thing for me. Abi? No, Lord. I don't want you to do it like prayer now. Just do like talking to your daddy, your somebody you love, somebody you know that has capacity to do it. You know, imagine if my close friend is Dangote, or my brother is Tinubu. And I sit down and I say, Egbo, give me this thing now. Nobody will even question you. Nobody will challenge you, why did you do this for me? Don't do it now. That's human. You know, there's a way you will talk to him, he will just say, okay now. And he will do it. Can we do the same thing and talk to God? And say, oh God, nobody can stop you if you do this thing for me. Nobody can query you. Nobody can challenge you. Lord, I come to you as a son. I come to you as a daughter. I come to you in all humility. No one can challenge. Oh God, God, just do this for me. I want you to, it's a personal prayer. Just talk to him and say, Lord, I depend on you for this, Lord. I depend on you for this, Lord. Lord, do this for me, oh God. Do this for me, oh God. He can prototype. Just talk to God. Talk to God tonight. Lord, I know you can do it. You have the power to do it. You have the ability to do it. Lord, just do it for me, Lord. Lord, just do it for me, Lord. Just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Oh God, I know nobody can stay your hands, oh God. Nobody can question you if you do this thing for me. Lord, just do it for me. Just do it for me and make me a proud son of yours. Make me a proud daughter of yours. Just talk to him as you will talk to a father. Talk to him as you will talk to a father. Talk to him as you will talk to a father. Talk to him as you will talk to a father. He can pray. Just talk to him. Lord, do this thing for me. I've cried a lot about this thing, Lord. I've cried a lot. Your hand is not too short. You can see it. You can feel it. You can touch me, Lord. You can do it. Nobody can query you. Lord, do this for me. Just talk to him. Touch me once again, Lord. Heal me once again, Lord. Deliver me once again, Lord. Just talk to him. Let me enjoy good health. Let me enjoy good life. Let me enjoy free financial life. Just talk to him tonight. Nobody will query you, oh God. You have the capacity, Lord. If you do it, there's no man be called of focus, oh Lord. Do it, oh God. Do it, oh God. Do it, oh God. Help me, Lord, yourself, Lord. Help me, oh God. Transform my life, Lord. Transform my life, oh God. Lord, help my ministry, oh God. I come to you in all humility. You can do it, oh God. You've done it in the past. Do it again, oh God. More than able. You are more than able. Abundantly more than able to do it. Lord, do it, oh God. For me, nobody can query you. Nobody can say, how I did you do what you do. Lord, do it, oh God. Do it, oh God. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's be seated for 2 minutes and we'll pray again. Go, give me verse 36. And I want us to see some few things in verse 36. He said, at the same time, I want to believe, if you believe in the prayer you pray in, we'll use 35 to pray. This 36. As he finished prayer, he said, at the same time, my reason returned unto me. What does it mean? My entire head became clear. He said, then number two, for the glory of my kingdom. That means it's not even his kingdom now. He returned it so that my life will be stable. He went on, he said, my honor and my brightness return unto me. That means we know Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was 7 years in the, in the forest. 7 years as minister of agriculture. 7 years as animal. 7 years as animal. And he said immediately, he said, my honor return, my glory return. He said, and brightness return unto me. All these are the things I want us to pray. I can't, I mean, I stopped at verse 35 for a long time. In the place of prayer, I came to this verse 36. He said, look at, and my counselor and my Lord sought unto me. Is that mean they left before? They came back looking for him. My counselors. Who are the counselors? They are the people giving counsel. Who are the Lord? They are the people in strategic position that work for him. They sought for him. He said, and I was established in my kingdom. An excellent majesty was added to me. That means before, he had no excellent majesty. But at that point, the excellent majesty was added. You know, I want us to come to a point in life to know there's nothing difficult that God cannot do. There's nothing too difficult. We had the testimony of my spiritual mother when he came here. She came and she was talking about Mama Pure Water. So we had so many, we have had too many other people's testimony. They were talking about one guy who, because he has no money, he joined trailer. And they put him on top of the load. It's left up. It's left up. Trailer running to, got that boo. He dropped down on the express route. And there were a lot of speeding car and not hitting. Let's say. They said he was on the road for like 20 minutes. But when the thing dropped, he went into unconsciousness. But no car trampled on him. And nobody woke him up. Breeze into him. He got up again. Listen, God can preserve your life. I don't know how tough you are finding things. If you are I just came from Nigeria today. If you went there, you know people find it tough. But they are praising God. They are still thanking God. The conference of Baba that I went for, people were sitting downstairs. It would jump back up. I want you to pray. He said, at the same time, my reasoning returned to me. Everything you've lost can be returned. Amen. 5 years of drainage can be replenished back immediately. I believe that. And I know God is about to do something special. To showcase this ministry. Amen. And it is you and me God will use. Amen. Are you getting right? It is a miracle that will bring people to this church. That miracle is about to begin now, amen, not tomorrow. Amen. So, but he said, at the same time, my reasoning, immediately he prayed. Somebody was in the bush as an animal. He has grown claws, he has grown feathers. The Bible says his hair already become like a feather. So he's already a full-fledged animal. He was enjoying with all the animals in the forest. All of a sudden, he look up and his reasoning return. As you look up to God tonight, everything you have lost will be restored to you. Amen. Everything you have lost will be restored to you. Number two, he said, for my glory. There's a glory God gave you from above that the enemy is trampling with, that the enemy is playing yo-yo with. Today, that glory will be returned to you in the name of Jesus. And he said, honor and brightness. All these are the things he listed unto the last phrase. He said, an excellent majesty was added. I didn't have before, he added to me. Give me verse 37 before we start to pray. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven. All whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride is able to abase. If we are proud, we will not be here. We still trust God. That's why we try to come and say, God, do it. How many people are ready to pray some dangerous prayer tonight? I'm talking of dangerous prayer. We are not killing enemy tonight. But the dangerous prayer will say, Lord, I am in your hands. Can we pray ourselves in tutu? Let's stand up to pray. Pray yourself in tutu. Please pray for any person you hold. Make sure you pray for that person. Leave the children out of this. Let the children hold their children. This way. Hallelujah. When I say children, Jeremiah, don't count yourself as children. I'm talking of children. I'm not talking of papas and mamas. Let those who hold themselves. Hallelujah. You are going to pray. Lord, I don't know what this woman lost. Oh God, that redeem this woman. Oh God, pray for that woman right now. I don't know what she lost to. I don't know where she lose it to. Oh God, that redeem her. Redeem me for her, oh God. Redeem me for her. Pray for that woman right now. Nebuchadnezzar lost it and he got it back. Lord, this woman must pray for that woman tonight. Pray for that woman tonight. I don't know what she lost. I don't know where she lose it. Oh God, my Father, restore it for her, oh God. 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 Whatever she lost that affected her health, Lord, restore it tonight. Whatever she lost that affected her finances, oh God, restore it for her tonight. Whatever she lost that affected her mind, Lord, restore it tonight. Pray for that person. Whatever she lost, Lord, restore. Restore, oh God. Lord, restore. Baba, restore. Baba, restore. He keko bare de. Lord, restore. He bre de. He brake de. He bring de. He bare da. He bre de. He bare da. He bring de. He bre de. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's change down. You are going to pray. Take somebody, sister. You may see. God bless you. It's been a long time. Take somebody that can pray. You are going to pray. I don't know the mystery that affected the life of this woman. What is mystery? Mystery, what do you call it? Additu. What mystery? It can be a program in the family, it can be a program in the village, it can be a course. But nobody can really explain it's a mystery. What is the mystery that affected this woman? Oh God, my Father, step into her life and remove it tonight. Pray for that person. What is that mystery that is working against them in their family? What is the mystery that is making their life hell in their family? Oh God, my Father, step in tonight. Whatever mystery that is affecting the family of this woman Amode, that is affecting the family of this man Amode, oh God, my Father, restore it tonight. Restore it tonight. Restore it tonight. Restore it tonight. Man bam bram bragado. What is that mystery? Oh Lord, restore it tonight. Baba, restore it tonight. Help God, whatever the mystery is, oh God. Lord, oh God, destroy the mystery by your fire. Destroy the mystery by your fire. Whatever mystery that is affecting this woman. Whatever mystery that is affecting her life. Lord, my Father, destroy it tonight. Destroy it tonight. He get it, get. He bled 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 it, get. In Jesus' name we pray. Jeremiah, give me verse 23 quickly. Please, where you are holding, just hold the person. Don't see that. In verse 20, why did Nebuchadnezzar become an animal? He just saw. He just had a dream. Just ordinary dream. He woke up. Verse 23. And whereas the king saw a watcher and an only one coming down from heaven and say, heal the tree down and destroy it. Yes, leave the stump of the truth there up in the air, even with a band of iron and brass. in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast of the field till seven times Passover. Eh? So just dream, just simple dream. I saw it. Verse 24. In verse 24, what did he say? This is interpretation. Okay, this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my Lord. Immediately, man. Oh, there was no bolo. You are going to cry to God for this woman you are praying for. Please come and pray, son. You are going to cry. Who spoke into her life? What dream did she have? Please, as you are praying for her, pray for her family. What is the dream they have in their family that turned their life upside down? Oh God of heaven, reverse the mystery, oh God. Reverse that mystery, oh God. Reverse the mystery, oh God. Reverse the mystery, oh God. Ikarabara da 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 da. Reverse the mystery, oh God. Reverse the mystery, oh God. Reverse the mystery, oh God. Ikarabara da 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 da. Reverse the mystery. As a mystery, he carabo kodogede, he bredede, he bregedegedegede, reverse a mystery, reverse a mystery, Lord, reverse a mystery, O God, reverse a mystery, O God, he barato koshagada da da da, he bregedegede, he barata da da, he bregedegede, he barato koshagede, reverse a mystery, reverse a mystery, reverse a mystery, reverse a mystery. Reverse the mystery. Reverse the mystery. In Jesus' name we pray. Change to somebody. Hey, somebody, we are going to pray. Am I the only one sweating? Nobody is sweating. You are going to pray. Listen, you need to pray. Lord. Pastor, do you know when God saw Elizabeth, God talked to what is the name of Elizabeth's husband? Zechariah. He said, your wife will have a baby. What did God do? He make the guy deaf and dumb. You know why? The guy will truncate that pregnancy. He will use his mouth to bring that pregnancy down. God just said, deaf and dumb. The woman who carried the pregnancy so baby shall be complaining. Was rejoicing. If you saw the story of that woman, at a point she locked herself inside. We don't know. We don't know when they talk to Zechariah. Hello, maybe that's why people begin to look at the world. Why? What did this woman do? The pregnancy died in her, and God had to orchestrate the visit of Mary to wait the baby. Somebody, you are going to cry to God. Lord, whoever you need to shut down. For this woman to carry her pregnancy. When I say pregnancy, but we are called a baby mama. But whoever you need to shut down out of her life, whoever you need to let them close their mouth, whoever you need to make deaf and dumb, for this woman to receive a miracle, for this woman to be what God has called her to be, Lord, do it tonight. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. Oh God, arise for this woman's sake. Arise for this woman's sake. Whoever you need to shut down, whoever you need to remove, whoever you need to dethrone, for her sake, Lord, do it tonight. Baba, do it tonight. Baba, do it tonight. Pray for yourself. Whoever, Oh God, shut the person out. Shut the person out, Lord. Shut the person out, oh God. Meliga de bregede gede. He bregede gede gede. every strange visitor, every strange enemy, every strange uncle, every strange auntie that want to dethrone the miracle of this woman, Lord, remove them tonight. Baba, remove them tonight. Egunto bregegegede. Letando ya baba baba. Egede de godo. Lendo bregegegede. Remove them tonight, baba. Remove them to the Baba. Remove them to the Baba. He bred it. In Jesus' name we pray. For the last time, pick somebody and then we pray for ourselves. Pick somebody else. You are going to pray. Even if you know the father of the person, don't mind. Even if you know their mother, don't mind. Still pray the prayer. You are going to say the battle that overcame the parent of this person and Modi. That want to walk against her. Oh God, stop that battle now. Stop that battle. Let the battle not overcome her. Open your mouth, pray for that person. That battle that overcame your parent. The battle that overcame your father in the marketplace. The battle that overcame your mother. And they were managing life until they go. Or they are still managing life. I stand with you tonight. That battle will not overcome you. That battle will not overshadow you. That battle will not overpower you. Pray for that person tonight. Pray for that person tonight. He broke the person. Pray for the person. Pray for the person. Pray for the person. Rundaya look at that. Etegede bregede. Marundaya look at that. Pray for the person. Oh God, the battle that overcame their parents. The battle that overcame their mother. The battle that overcame their father. It will not overcome them. Baba, it will not overcome them. This one is special in your hand, Lord. Nobody can quell you, Lord. Nobody can say, why did you do it? Oh God, my father. Where the mother failed, this one will not fail. Where the father failed, this one will not fail. What stopped the father will not stop this one. What stopped the mother will not stop this one. I declare, success is your portion. Success is your portion. Victory is your portion. Victory is your portion. Pray for that person. In Jesus' name we pray. Before you leave that person, pray this last prayer for that person. Just pray for that person. Well, you are going to pray like a prophet. You are going to say, I declare to your life, before this year is over, I will come to celebrate with you. I declare to your life, what will make you to celebrate will happen in your life before the end of this year. Continue to declare to the life of that person. Declare to the life of that person. That we make us to celebrate together. Do something good, something excellent, something worthy of praise, something worthy of honor. And get all your bala da da da. That before the end of this year, Lord. He cashed it together. He bled. In Jesus' righteous name we pray. I pray for you tonight before the end of this year. We will celebrate with you in the name of Jesus. Before the end of this year, we will sing praise and dance in your house in the name of Jesus. Before the end of this year, we will shout your victory together in the name of Jesus. God himself will make you. Heaven himself will make you. God will make a way for you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. While you leave that person sitting in the place of prayer, you are going to pray this prayer for yourself. Oh God, that turned animal to human being. Turn me from nobody to somebody. Oluwa so emi na deyo. Turn me to somebody to be reckoned with. I have been referred to like ordinary in my family. Turn me to be a special one, oh God. Open your mouth, just pray for yourself. Pray, oh God, that has the capacity to turn animal to man, to turn animal to king. Lord, turn me to somebody. Turn me to somebody. I must not die struggling. I must not die praying. Oh God, turn me to somebody. I must not die waiting. I must not die anticipating. Turn me to somebody, Lord. Turn me to somebody. Pray for yourself tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. We are praying like we don't understand it. Let's say, nobody would have written about Daniel. If Daniel died in the lion's den, you know what God did, sir? He changed the diet of the lion. That is it, though. The lion were hungry. The Bible said they left them hungry so that they can pieces Daniel. But as Daniel was coming, God put them on compulsory fast. So, they all kneel down beside Daniel as Daniel was praying. Daniel was praying to God's care. Lord, take my spirit, whatever you want to do. They were there saying, Lord, we obey because God changed their diet. God can change anything around you. I want you to really pray. Please pray this prayer. Oh God, that makes somebody, turn somebody from nobody to somebody. Please, I want you to pray. One guy was making a God yesterday. And I look at him and say, I want you to shake Bambi lady. It was just, because he had little change, it was just, he would talk rubbish. It was just loud, like his son was sitting there, was together. You are going to cry to God, Lord. Please listen. I pray for every one of us. I want you to do something when you go to Nigeria. Try to look for your childhood friend. Look for two or three of your childhood friends. See them. It will make you to pray. Some of them will tell you your story. They will tell you, when they are telling you, how did you do it? Who helped you? Then you know they don't expect you to be there. Or when they are telling you, they don't expect you to be there. I want you to pray. Lord, the brother of Joseph, they never knew we amount to anything. But the Bible said when they saw Joseph, they could not recognize Joseph. But Joseph recognized them. Why? They didn't change. They didn't change. But Joseph changed. That's why they could not change. You know, they couldn't recognize. But Joseph changed. So they told the guy, this is an Egyptian, they know he's an Israelite. But then they didn't change. He was a gentle shape. A little master apparently wanted Jesse. You are going to cry to God. No, and that's why I said, when you go to Nigeria, not sure, for I'm not saying don't want sure. Just look for two of your close friends. And listen to those who will comment to you. Baba, Achilles is from London. Then you know they don't expect you to be there. It will help you to pray more. And it will help you to defend yourself. It will help you to hide yourself more. You are going to pray, Lord. You that turned Daniel to a man, to a king. Please, I want somebody to pray this prayer. My wife used to say something. Till tomorrow, I used to pray. He said, When his father died, he was thanking God. You know, I was a banker. I could bury the father. He said, thank God they didn't share me with property. You know what it means to share children with property? When you are done, you are not body. They just say, you go with this uncle. He'll be looking after you. You are going to cry to God, oh Lord, by your mercy, turn my life around. By your mercy, turn my life around. But as you are praying, pray for your children and unborn children. And Lord, make sure my children are bigger than me. Oh God, help me as you are turning my life around. Turn the life of my children around too, that any of my children will be better than me. Pray for yourself and pray for your children. Even if you are still a little one, begin to pray, Lord, turn my life around. But by the time I have children, let my children even be better than me. Oh God, by grace, by mercy, turn it around for me. Make me somebody, oh God. Make me somebody. Let life be easy for me. Pray for yourself. Lord, let life be easy. Bless me indeed that people will be thanking God that I'm there for their life. Do something great in my life, Lord. Olorun to ranti eda ranti ebi na Oluwa. You remember Noah, remember me. You remember Sarah, Lord, remember me. You remember Anna, remember me, oh God. Lord, I never forget. Turn my life around, Lord. Turn it around, Lord. Turn it around, Lord. Turn it around, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me tell you one thing to pray again here. You know, tell God, Lord, this thing I'm praying, if you do it for me, please, God will remember, I remind you, will not forget. Lord, I will serve you more. I will praise you more. I will dance to you more. Hallelujah. You know, listen, I prayed some prayer in Nigeria, and you will see me from Sunday. It's not even from Sunday. I told God now, anytime there's a music in church, nothing will sit me down. I want to praise you into my glory. I want to praise you into the new thing you will do in my life. Because that by the time I'm dancing, people will think money has come. When the money comes, they won't know when it comes. I want you to talk to God. Anna said, for this child I pray. He said, give me a man child and I will return him to your house. Just talk to God. God, I am asking for this from you, Lord. I am asking for you for this, Lord. My life will be yielded to worshiping you. My life will be yielded to praising you. Just talk to him, it's your father. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, let's rise on our feet. I have a word for somebody here. This village boy is telling you. This village boy standing in front of you. He's telling you. Licking blood, take out to regede. Within the time of life, within the time of life, God said, I will do it myself. He said, within the time of life, I will do it myself. Amen. You know, the way I had it is, my joy, Lord, I will do it myself. that you will know I am the one who has done it. Thank you, Father. Me come, brother. Let us honor God for 1 minute. Just honor God for 1 minute. Oba tauri, tauri she obore, oshubare re, oshubare re, oshubare re, oba tauri, tauri she obore, oshuba. I don't know this word for God said I will wipe away your tears. So I can see an handkerchief wiping it off already. He said, I will wipe away your tears and people will celebrate with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I've declared the way you put it in my spirit. Kikushali branko shegede. Let that woman rejoice again, Lord. Make her whole again, Lord. Let things begin to work again, Lord. Holy Ghost, kosheka boka shegada. Libron tokede. Silence every negative voices around us, Lord. Remove every negative people. Remove every unhappy people around us, Lord. Anyone looking for a downfall, Lord, let them go down themselves, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare no more loss in this house in the name of Jesus. No more loss in our health. No more loss of life. No more loss of finances. In the name of Jesus, grace will restore you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, visit individual here tonight. Whether in the silence of their spirit, whether in their dream, even whether in the music they are listening to, whether in the Bible they are reading, whether in the quietness of their heart, Lord, visit somebody here tonight. Let somebody receive that word of impartation and let the change begin now, Lord. Let the transformation begin now. Thank you, Father. You say your joy will fill this house. Lord, fill this house with your joy, Lord. You say excellency was added to me. Add excellency to your name in this house. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship, we adore you. Lord, once again, do it. Do it, Lord. Let tradition and pattern be erased. Let tradition and pattern be erased. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.